So the verse today is taken from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is Adi Lila, text number chapter 7, text number 6. So I'll chant on my own and I'll read the translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation: let me offer my obeisances unto Lord Sri Krishna, who has manifested himself in five as a devotee, expansion of a devotee, incarnation of a devotee, pure devotee, and devotional energy. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is the immediate expansion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As his brother, he is personified spiritual bliss of Satchit Ananda Vigraha. His body is transcendental and full of ecstasy in devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore called Bhakta Rupa, the form of a devotee. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is called Bhakta Swarup, the expansion of a devotee. Sri Advaita, the incarnation of a devotee, is Vishnu Tattva and belongs to the same category. There are also different types of bhaktas or devotees on the platform of neutrality, servitude and friendship, parenthood and conjugal love. Devotees like Sri Damada, Sri Gadada and Sri Ramananda are different energies. This confirms the Vedic Sutra, Parashaya Shakti Vivadaiva Suryate. All these bhakta subjects taken together constitute Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. So today's subject, as I said, is the devotee. So Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, yuda yuda hi dharmasya, whenever there's a decline of religion, then he comes down. We know many of the incarnations, Narsingha Dev, Parashuram, Matsyavata, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Whenever Krishna comes, he normally comes with his weapons. And then normally the miscreants, they get what we know as the chopping technique. Narsingha Dev did some surgery on Hiranyakashipu. Then we see Parashuram, again using the chopping technique. Krishna himself, killing everyone who are miscreants. So this is how Krishna more or less establishes the religious dharma. But the thing is, when he comes and establishes, no one gets prema purmatanaha. No one gets this. So Advaita Acharya, feeling that the devotees, rather the fallen souls of Kali Yuga, need this mercy, then the Lord descends himself, not as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he comes as a devotee. And this form of a devotee is very, very, very special, very, very rare. As I explained, normally Krishna always comes in his full retinue, full opulences, and then he shows his amazing mystic powers. But when he comes as a devotee, there's a certain mood that the Lord comes, and that is the mood of compassion. So this is the most amazing form of the Lord. And it is via a devotee who is full of compassion that this mercy of prema is given and distributed. So if you can have the first slideshow. So Lord Chaitanya is generally not very much known. He is Gupta avatar, he's a hidden avatar. So generally, only a certain class of devotees known as the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they are aware of Lord Chaitanya. Prior to Lord Chaitanya, it was Vishnu worship. Prior to Lord Chaitanya, it was Krishna on his own worship. There was Sitaram worship, and but the Gaudiyas, they introduced which we call Vraja Bhakti, and Lord Chaitanya is the one via Madhavendra Puri, whose disappearance day it is today, is the one who started this school of bhakti. So myself, although I come from the background of knowing a little bit about Krishna, Rama, it wasn't until I came in close contact with the devotees of Srila Prabhupada that I got to know about Lord Chaitanya. So this is the first picture that I encountered about Lord Chaitanya. So naturally, when Lord Chaitanya, he comes with this associate. Whenever Krishna comes, he comes with this associate, either Balaram or Lakshman, and they all help and assist the Lord in his mission. So the Lord who comes as a devotee this time, he has a different mood. So the mood of the Lord in this particular way, this particular situation, is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a very, very famous verse. Krishna varnam tvisa krishnam sango pango shtra prasadam yagir shankirtan praye yajanti he sumedashaha. So the word I'm looking over here is the ashtra. Astra could also mean weapons, that's what. But so as I explained, the Lord comes with this astra. But in this particular form, his astra are his devotees, his associates. So this is how the Lord descends with this entourage. Whenever we go somewhere, whenever we want to do some activity, we always like to do it in the company of others. If we do it on our own, it's nice. But if we do it in the company of others, it's much, much, much more enjoyable. So then if you can have the next picture, please. And this is the entourage the Lord has descended with, the Pancha Tattva. So we read in the purport, we have Nityananda Prabhu, who is a devotee also, who is originally Balaram. So he comes as a devotee as well, giving out the mercy to everyone. Then we have Advaita Acharya, who is Harihar, which is Lord Shiva, and he is Hari, both combined. So also he is there as a devotee, also helping Lord Chaitanya in his mission. Then there is Gadada, the internal potency of the Lord, the devotional potency of the Lord. And then there's Shivas, who is the devotee. Shivas is exemplified as a wonderful devotee. And it's at his house, this Sankirtan movement started at Shiva's Angam. I'm sure some of you have been over there. That's where the pastimes of the Chankazi took place. So this Sankirtan movement, it is said the Panchatattva, they broke down where the love of Godhead was kept. One devotee was explaining that when the first teachings of Lord Chaitanya came out, they found it really, really inspiring that in there it says that the Panchatattva would go and plunder this Prema Purmatanaha and go out and give it to everyone, whether they were qualified, unqualified. And in this way, these devotees, they were inspired by this, and they would go out on Sankirtan. So Lord Chaitanya set the example with his devotees to go and distribute. So these are the main devotees Lord Chaitanya would distribute this Prema Purmatanha. Of course, as we know, that devotees of Lord Chaitanya are not just these, but there are many. So if you can have the next picture, please. So this is a wonderful picture of Lord Chaitanya and his associates. So Lord Chaitanya is always surrounded by so many devotees who love him, who care for him, who always want the best for Lord Chaitanya. So he had certain devotees with him in Navadvip, as we explained, Nityananda, Gadada, then Murari Gupta. But then later on, as he took sannyas, then he resided in Jagannath Puri. And the devotees used to miss Lord Chaitanya so much that these devotees would arrange to go to the Rath Yatra festival to go and see the Lord. So from Kulinagram, from Navadvip, the devotees would all gather with associates of Lord Chaitanya, and they would make a track all the way to Jagannath Puri. It wasn't like the days now, we can just jump on an overnight train or catch a 40-minute flight to Bhuvaneshwar. No, they actually had to walk. So you can probably imagine if you've been on Padyatra, it's not an easy task trying to organize. About 200, 300 devotees would go, and Shivananda Prabhu was the one who would be organizing this entourage of devotees. He would arrange all the comforts, the prasadam, pay all the tolls, and it took 1 month to travel. And then when the Lord found out that the devotees from Kulinagram were coming, he sent his close associates, Swarup Damodar and Govinda, to go and greet them. And it's a particular pastime that King Patraparudra, he was trying to get the association of the Lord. Of course, being the king, Lord Chaitanya being a sannyasi, kept his distance. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was always trying in one way or another to try and get Maharaj Patraparudra some mercy. So as the devotees all arrived, then Tapan Mishra, Sarvabhauma, they went on the rooftop, and then they pointed out to Maharaj Patraparudra all the different associates. Nityananda Prabhu was already there, and then the first person to welcome was Advaita Acharya. He was the senior most, and then Lord Nityananda would go and welcome him. Lord Nityananda and Advaita Acharya, they were both god brothers because they both had taken initiation from Madhavendra Puri. And Lord Chaitanya had arranged garlands for them, and then Gadada was welcome. Then there was another very, very special devotee. He was Haridas Thakur, another close associate, a devotee of the Lord. I'm just touching briefly because there's so many different devotees. Then there was Satyaraj Khan, who was also there amongst the devotees. Then there was Vasudev Ghosh. There were three brothers. They were wonderful singers. Then Suklaramba, another devotee. So many devotees. And they would spend no less than 4 months with the Lord. 4 months, these wonderful devotees would be there. And the festival would be the Rath Yatra festival. Then another month to go back, which made me think that 6 months they were away from their home, from their country, possibly even from their work. So I'm not sure who started this 9-to-5 work business. Obviously, these devotees didn't work 9-to-5, but somehow or another, the system was that they seemed to all be living 6 months away. And this was year after year after year. It wasn't just one off. It wasn't 2 years. But these devotees had so much love for Lord Chaitanya that they would take 6 months of their life to go and be the Lord. So these are some of the devotees that were there enjoying the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Then there was some close associate. I already mentioned Swarup Damodar, who was the personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya, who would always vet anything that was presented before Lord Chaitanya. Then there was Govinda, who was the personal servant of Lord Chaitanya. Then, of course, there was Ramananda Roy also, who the Lord would have esoteric discussion about Krishna, about the gopis, about the Rasalila. So in this way, these are some of the associates that the Lord would engage in loving pastimes with him. And then later on, then two wonderful devotees, they came to be part of Lord Chaitanya's mission. So if you can have the next slide. And they were Rupa and Sanatan. So we see them in the pictures over here, Rupa and Sanatan, two wonderful devotees who are excommunicated. Although they were from the Brahmin family, they were excommunicated, and they heard about Lord Chaitanya and they wanted to join Lord Chaitanya's movement. And even though they came from a rejected kind of a situation, Lord Chaitanya embraced them and welcomed them. And this was not just Lord Chaitanya, but all the devotees there also welcome Rupa and Sanatan. And as we know, again, it's so hard to go into detail with all the different kind of pastimes and leelas of all these devotees. So I'm just touching a little bit so we can get an overall view of the devotees that were with Lord Chaitanya. And then Rupa and Sanatan. And they were instructed by the Lord, and they formed the philosophical basis of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas as we know. They wrote it down in so many books, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and so many different books were written by Rupa and Sanatan. And of course, we know it's not just Rupa and Sanatan, but there were other devotees as well, the six Goswamis. Then there was Raghunath Das Goswami. There was also the six Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatta, also another amazing devotee, Raghunath Bhatta. So this kind of formed the Goswamis of Vrindavan. And there, these devotees would write books, and then they would also excavate the different places where Lord Krishna had his pastimes. Krishna's grandson, Brajanab, he established many places, but as we know, over a period of time, all these things were lost. Even when Lord Chaitanya went to Vrindavan, when he went to Radhakund, it was just a rice paddy. And then Raghunath Das Goswami, with his wealth, then he made a very, very nice gut. It wasn't always like that. But now when you go there, it's very, very nicely. From this was due to Raghunath Das Goswami. So this way, the devotees of the Lord, they propagated this Sankirtan movement, helping teach other devotees. And then there was also Krishna Das Kaviraj. So Krishna Das Kaviraj is also very, very important in our devotee association, in the form that he gave us the wonderful Chaitanya Charitamrita, all these different pastimes that we are relishing, reading. They come from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So although many, many books about Lord Chaitanya's biography was there, you had Murari Gupta's diary that was also written. Then there was Swarup Damodar. He also had some diaries that were written. And then there was Lochan Das Thakur. He had some also biography written, and then the definitive in some ways was Vrindavan Das Thakur Chaitanya Bhagwat, which was also available. So these books were already available, but this mainly dealt with the early pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So the devotees of Vrindavan, they requested Krishna Das Kaviraj to write some aspects, particularly the later aspect of Lord Chaitanya's activities, his travels in South India, his pastimes in the Rath Yatra festival, the picture that I showed with all the devotees, and then his famous Gambira pastimes, where he was completely immersed in Vipralamba, the loving relationship of Krishna. So Krishna Das Kaviraj very, very diligently wrote. There was no kind of typewriter. There was no Mac. The way they would have to write this was on a palm leaf. And these were the way they would write this Shastra, the way they would write the scriptures, the way they would write the biographies. There was no press, anything like that. And then only one copy was there. And then the idea was then others would make copies of this and they would be distributed to other devotees. And then if we go to the next picture, please. These three wonderful Vaishnavas, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya and Shamananda, they were given the responsibility of distributing these wonderful literatures. So these literatures, which were written by the Goswamis, which were written by Krishna Das Kaviraj, was only available there in Vrindavan. So so it could be widely read by the devotees, particularly in Gaudiya Desh. Then Jiva Goswami arranged that these books be copied and then they be taken to Gaudiya Desh, whereby the devotees could also read and understand the Siddhanta. We all know each of these devotees are wonderful devotees in their own rights. Time doesn't allow me to kind of explain all the wonderful pastimes. So after Lord Chaitanya, then we have Rupa and Sanatan. Then after Rupa and Sanatan, we have Narottam Das Thakur, who was given the prema of Lord Chaitanya. The famous story of Narottam Das Thakur is that when the astrologer performed his chart, the tradition is that when the child is born, an astrologer is brought, then they do the chart, the reading, and from there gives a little indication of what the personality of the person will be. And then from that chart, they can give a certain name, because the name also has a meaning to astrological relationship. And then the astrologer noted that if Narottam went near any water, particularly a river, then it would be not very, very good. He'll be sick, and they speculated he might drown or something like that. So the father of Narottam always kept Narottam away from the river. But one day, Narottam just went in the Padma River, I believe, And there Lord Chaitanya had left his liquid prema in the river, and as soon as Narottam Das Thakur entered, then this prema purmatanaha went into Narottam, and then he became Gaura Shakti. He became a person who spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And after Lord Chaitanya had left the planet, there was some kind of dissension. There was some a little bit of kind of different groups of devotees, because communication in those days wasn't always very, very easy. You couldn't just kind of drop an email to such and such a Das or such and such Goswami. Things would have to travel, as I explained. It took 1 month to travel from Navadvip. So you can imagine Vrindavan is even further. So it wasn't always easy. You know, nowadays we are so, so fortunate that we can listen to class from whatever corners of the world, but that wasn't always possible. So then there was different groups being formed everywhere. And then some people obviously naturally had their own take on a certain Siddhanta of the Goswamis or Lord Chaitanya. And then Narottam Das Thakur, he tried to solidify and bring all the Vaishnava community under the one banner. And he organized the first Gopanim festival. So in a few days' time, we'll be celebrating the Gopanim festival. But this devotee, Narottam Das Thakur, is credited to organize, along with the most exalted Janavi Mata, the first Gopanim festival in Kateri. Invites were given to all the different Vaishnavas. They all came, and the different teachings, writings of the Goswamis, books were brought. And within that kind of atmosphere, Gaudiya Vaishnava theology was discussed. Then they had some kind of same understanding. Anything that was kind of not understood or controversial, these great personalities would try and resolve this. So then in this way, Lord Chaitanya's movement slowly, slowly starting spreaded by these three wonderful devotees. Then as time went along, then Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement to some degree just went into the creeks and corners. And in some ways, what happened was some of these sahajas who didn't conform or adhere to this Goswami's teachings, they started speculating and creating their own form of groups. And then Lord Chaitanya's movement to some degree became a little bit of sahajya kind of a mood, sentimentalist, you know, people kind of dressing up as gopis and things like that. And in particularly, some of the kind of scholars, they wouldn't accept the Gaudiya tradition. So you have to try and understand the context here, that before Madhavendra Puri, Lord Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami introduced this theology of Radha and Krishna, Lakshmi, Narayan, or Sitaram was the main kind of way those who are Vaishnavas, those who are on the path of bhakti would worship. And this Radha Krishna, to some people, particularly in the south, they found that it didn't adhere to the scriptures. And Again, there isn't enough time, but we know that Vishwanath Chakravarti, again, another wonderful devotee, and Baladev Vidyabhushana, again, another wonderful devotee, they established that Gaudiya Vaishnavam isn't something just new, that we were authentic and that we came in the line of Madhavacharya. Again, Madhavendra Puri took initiation from the line of Madhavacharya, as did Nityananda Prabhu. So that was like our connection. And then Baladev Vidyabhushana, he established that no, Gaudiya Vaishnavism is a bona fide form of movement. And then, you know, after much debate, again, time doesn't allow us. I'm just trying to touch a little bit of these wonderful devotees of the Lord who established this Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. And then I guess there was that little dark age, dark period, as I explained. Then we come a little bit more now to the modern kind of time as we know it. So if you can have the next kind of slide, please. And this is a great, wonderful devotee of Lord Chaitanya. Namo Bhaktivinodaya Sachitananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupa Nuga Variety. So Gaura Shakti Rupa Nuga Variety. So in the line of this wonderful devotees of Lord Chaitanya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he came and re-established or brought to the forefront Lord Chaitanya. As explained, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was around, then Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they were a laughing stock. No one seriously took them. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he went around preaching very, very strongly against the Sahajas and established the authenticity of Lord Chaitanya and the Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And in particularly, we know that he founded the birth site of Lord Chaitanya. Over the course of time, the Ganges had moved. You know, if you go to Mayapur, one year the Ganges is over here, another year the Ganges over there, another year the Ganges there. Even within our own eyes, we can see the Ganges constantly moving. So what to speak, over 300 years later, the Ganges would come and cover up. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur is famously known with Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj to find the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. Then he established the Namahatta. He was a very, very respected person. And one of the nice stories I like, there's many, many pastimes. One of the ones that I like, that after a lifetime of preaching and preaching and preaching, and we know that he also was a magistrate, and then he held the highest position that any Indian could have in the British Raj. So one day after he had retired, he was sitting in his balcony. And then he saw this one English gentleman coming towards him. And he recognized him, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur welcomed him. And this English gentleman, I can't seem to remember his name, I'm sorry, old age and all that stuff. He said that he's come to offer his apology to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I don't remember offending you, I'm not sure why. You need to give an apology. Then this English gentleman began to explain that when you are a magistrate, and I was working within the district, I was very very, very worried that you are such a popular and powerful person that you might be a key person who would overthrow the British Raj and start a political movement against the British Raj. But I tried to create difficulty for you from behind the doors, but you were not affected by it. And now that I see that you had no political interest in your position, you were just trying to do your job at the best possible way. And then your main concern is that you want to be a devotee. Now I can see that you're a saint. And then he offered his respects. Now try and imagine this, an Englishman, stiff upper lip, you know, ruling half the world, that his ego, he put aside and he went to Bhaktivinod Thakur to offer an apology. Of course, being a wonderful devotee, Bhaktivinod Thakur just brushed it to the side. So this is what a devotee is. This is what a Vaishnava is. He's a touchstone. That wherever they go, then they change or transform people. And that is why the Lord came as a devotee, because the devotees are very magnanimous. They're very, very compassionate. And in this way, you can recognize a devotee more than you can recognize the Lord. If the Lord were to come in our midst now, most of us will just walk right past them. But a devotee is completely different. He will somehow or another try to give the mercy of the Lord. So Bhaktivinod Thakur, the great devotee, again, time doesn't permit us, established and brought Lord Chaitanya's movement, but he realized it wasn't always possible for him to try and do this whole task on his own. So therefore he prayed to the Lord, please give me someone to assist him. If you can have the next slide, please. And then his prayers were answered. And here we see Bhaktivinod Thakur in his lap. Then he has his son. Here is Bimala Prasad. And then with the help of Bimala Prasad, who was later known as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, next picture, through the training of Bhaktivinod Thakur. It's quite interesting that even though Bhaktivinod Thakur was the father of Bhaktisiddhanta, he never saw him as his father. He recognized the spiritual personality that Bhaktivinod Thakur was, not just an ordinary mundane father. So he imbibed so much association from Bhaktivinod Thakur, and together they would work and spread and establish and remove this Sahajism that was there in Jagannath Puri. And of course, we all know famously that Bhaktisiddhanta, in fact, he was so heavy that it would create a bit of a ruckus. And Bhaktivinod Thakur sometimes had to send him away because there were threats against Bhaktisiddhanta by the local Sahajas, particularly in Jagannath Puri. So then Bhaktisiddhanta, he established a Gaudiya Math, and in this way, very, very diligently, through the association, through the disciples that he had, he established 64 maths, and then he had thousands and thousands of disciples who were all preaching. And then one of his most prominent preacher, if you can have the next picture, please, is His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. And Srila Prabhupada was ordered by Bhaktisiddhanta that these teachings of Lord Chaitanya is not meant for a particular class of people. It's not meant for a particular land. It is so amazing. It is so unique. It is meant for everyone. And Lord Chaitanya had predicted that this message of chanting will be established in every town and village. And during the time when some of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers would read this part where every town and village, his name would be chanted, they were having some doubts. Maybe it's some kind of, you know, poetic verse. Maybe it sounded very, very nice. But never did they ever think, for the love of God, that this teachings of Mahaprabhu would be established. And they had some kind of interaction with the Western people because it was the British Raj and there was some kind of, you know, preaching going on. And sometimes people would come. You see famous pictures of Bhaktisiddhanta with Western people. And we also know that he sent his disciples, Bon Maharaj, Pradeep Tirtham, Maharaj, and they had very, very little success because when they went there, they saw Indians as a lower kind of people. The British always thought they were kind of more superior. So then how can they learn from someone who are lower by nature? So it was quite hard to establish anything particular. Some establishment was there, but not to the extent that Srila Prabhupada, as we know, did. And again, Srila Prabhupada, like Bhaktivinoda, like Bhaktisiddhanta, like Rupa and Sanatan, and the Goswamis, is explained in that they were loved both by the devotees and the ruffians as well. So even the ruffians, you know, they were loved by the Goswamis. So Srila Prabhupada, in the same way, he was there in the Bowery amongst the rough people over there, but he was like a touchstone. He transformed the young people over there, and they were frustrated in life. And then at the right time, right situation, Srila Prabhupada came. And Lord Nityananda, he was given the task to spread the Sankirtan movement in Gaudiya Desh. And once Srila Prabhupada was asked, why is it that this Sankirtan movement wasn't spread all over the world when Lord Chaitanya was here? And Prabhupada said that the Lord wanted me to do it. So then, everything, as you can see, is leading up, coming into like the puzzle or coming together, that Srila Prabhupada was meant to be the person who carried the banner of Lord Chaitanya and his devotees and his teachings across to the West, and is completely unheard of. And even to this very degree, there are people who don't understand the significance of Srila Prabhupada. Just accidentally, like, you know, on YouTube, you get some recommendations here because, you know, I always go on some lectures here. And then I went and just got this recommendation by this Sankara Acharya. And then, you know, with his limited perception, with this Mayavadi, you know, they have this kind of notion that sadhu should not leave India. Sadhu should not cross the ocean. And particularly they have this miser mentality that these mlechas and these people should never be given diksha. Even though Bhaktivinoda refuted it, Bhaktisiddhanta refuted it, so many times Lord Chaitanya refuted it, but they can't seem to understand. They're on some kind of a scratch record over here. So Srila Prabhupada blew that misconception, and he gave And Srila Prabhupada, again, there's so many stories, touched so many people. One of the nice stories I like, Prabhupada was on a flight. There was one devotee there helping, serving Srila Prabhupada. And one person was sitting next to Prabhupada. And they just had a very pleasant kind of a talk. But this person was so impressed just by watching Prabhupada. He was very, very tranquil. You know, have you ever been on a flight, 8-hour flight? You know how uncomfortable it is. People are moving. People are falling asleep on your head. We are eating, watching a movie, going to the toilet, this and that. But he noticed Prabhupada was very, very controlled, very, very disciplined. And then he started finding out a little bit about who this person was. And then just by being next to Prabhupada on the plane, this person was transformed, that he became a devotee and he got initiated by Srila Prabhupada. And his name was Vasudev, and he became the GBC for Fiji. And so many stories. If you can have the next slide, please. Another wonderful devotee is Vishnu Janaswamy, who transformed, who had the Prabhupada Shakti, that he also, whoever came in contact, so many devotees, they credit themselves with the association of Vishnu Jan, bringing them to Krishna consciousness. And there's one particularly nice story, I'm sure you know about Indradyumna. Vishnu Jan stayed there, and he was very, very impressed by Vishnu Jan. And just by that association, Lava Matra Siddhi Hoy, this association of Vishnu Jan, who carried Srila Prabhupada's mission, who carried Gaura's mission, this devotee, as we know, Indradyumna, got transformed. And in his own right, he's changing and attracting many devotees to Krishna. Next picture, then this is a famous picture of Vishnu Jan. Again, you know, with this Radha Damodar party, they would go around all over North America making devotees, chanting in every town and village. Next picture, then another devotee, Jayananda Prabhu, amazing devotee. And the Rath Yatra festival that took place in Jagannath Puri, somehow or another, by the Jagannath's mercy, Lord Chaitanya's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy, Jayananda Prabhu took it to the next level. And the biggest, biggest Rath Yatra known at that time outside of India was 1976, New York, going down Fifth Avenue. Prabhupada would say New York was the most important city in the world. Fifth Avenue was the most important city. And then Jayananda miraculously arranged permission to go down there. The next slide, another amazing, wonderful devotee, Mother Jamuna. Again, a powerhouse of Shakti. So many people loved her kirtan. We listened to her kirtan. In fact, George Harrison said that she could make Jamuna a big star because she could see that she had an amazing voice, but she was not interested in that. She just wanted to serve Srila Prabhupada. So these are some of the touchstones that have been coming down, the devotees. Then this devotee is here on Harinam, this Mukunda Maharaj Kulashekar Prabhu. And then after been establishing Krishna consciousness in America, then Prabhupada wanted to establish something in London. So if you can have the nice slide. And then it was Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master. He wanted a very, very nice center in London. It is said that actually Bhaktisiddhanta had a map of London in his office. And he wanted that the Sankirtan movement be established over there. Probably at that time, because England, London was the seat of attention because of the British Empire. And then Prabhupada wanted to fulfill that and established here. We see Radha Gokulananda being installed in 1973, August 21st, just before the installation. Next picture. Then we see Prabhupada inspecting, making sure everything is okay. And next picture. Then we see from the six devotees who established Krishna consciousness in UK, then there's a wonderful big array of devotees here. When I came to Krishna consciousness, I'm actually in that picture somehow or another. I don't know how I got there. I just cycled that day to the temple, and there they were just all in the front lawn, all of them. And then they said, hey, come on, this is going to be in the back to God. Do you want to be in it? So then, yeah, this was UK. Was been expanded in such a big way. Preaching was going so nicely. When Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan and he was thinking of going to the West, and then Tamal Krishna asked, where would you like to go? And then Prabhupada's written in the book, his biggest book distribution, and it was UK. UK was a force to reckon with. They were the biggest book distributors. And Prabhupada said, yes, I want to go over there. And then within the Mana community, next picture, there's amazing devotees there also. And one of my personal inspiration is His Grace Tribhuvanath Prabhu. Again, such a touchstone of devotee. My personal experience, we were in Africa, and we were preaching over there, and we had this program, and we had these kind of born-again Christians, and they were shouting at the people who were coming into our program, and then, have you bathed in the blood of the Lord? You know, you are heathens, you are devil worshippers. And I don't know if you ever come across these born-again Christians. They're pretty heavy people. And, you know, and these Africans, they were 10 times even worse. And they were shouting. You can see red, bloodshot eyes and shouting. And foam was coming out of it. And some another, they burst into our room. There was about 20 of them. There was about 100, 200 of guests who came. And they were disrupting, and Tribhuvanath took the mic, and he just wanted to know, what is the problem? Why won't you allow? He said, oh, you guys are devil worshippers. He says, no, we worship God. You worship God, we worship God. And then Tribhuvanath, in a very gentle manner, said, how many roads are there to Nairobi? And then one guy said, oh, I don't know, maybe 10. You can go this way, that way. He said, in the same way, there are many paths to God. You have one way, we have one way, but the ultimate destination is God. The ultimate destination of different parts going to Nairobi is to get to Nairobi. And somehow or another, just by giving this simple example, it struck a chord and they calmed down. And then at the end of the festival, I saw this 20 people all stayed the whole program, and they were munching away at Halava, munching away at a puri. So again, another touchstone of a devotee who could transform this aggressive born-again Christians from 1 minute, and next minute they're chomping away a pakora. So the devotees, next picture, would go out on Harinam everywhere, chanting, and Lord Chaitanya's movement was spreading rapidly. And interesting story that I like very much was that there was one devotee. He left his family at 17, 18, you know, teenagers, you know, I know it all. They don't want to take any information, don't want to listen to parents. And this teenager, he just went traveling, backpacking here and there. And somehow or another, he came in contact with the devotees, he loved the devotees, and he became a devotee. But he never had a very good relationship with his parents. That's one of the reasons why he left. Never really kept in touch, you know. But now, being a devotee, he decided, actually, I should keep in contact with my parents, you know, because it's not good to have bad relationship with your parents. So then he plucked up some courage and he decided to phone his parents. Then the phone rang and his mom picked up the phone. Then he was trying to explain to his mom. And then the mom was a little bit surprised to hear from him. He said, mom, yeah, I've become a monk now. And mom goes, oh, yeah, really? He goes, what kind of a monk are you? Well, I'm a monk who's devoted to God now. He goes, yeah, I gather that much. Well, what kind of monk are you? And this was the big kind of punchline that he was dreading to say. Well, I've become a Hare Krishna monk. Then on the phone he heard, oh, well, Hare Bol then. Then the devotee was a little bit surprised. Come again, what did you say, mom? He says, Hare Bol, I'm a Hare Krishna monk too. So while he was on his adventures, came across Lord Chaitanya's mission, mother in her own destination, came in contact with devotees, then she was also a devotee. The son was so happy, elated. So there's so many wonderful stories. And I'm going to just conclude with my own story that, you know, many, many people come to Krishna consciousness for different reasons. Krishna gives the reasons why people come to Krishna consciousness, either suffering, inquisitive, knowledge, or whatever. So I was just a young boy, and, you know, prasadam wasn't particularly an attractive feature for me because in the 70s, prasad was a little bit hard. We didn't have like paneer every other day like we do now. So, you know, whenever I used to go, the prasadam was, I just always used to pass my plate to my brothers to eat. My mom was a very, very good cook. Philosophy, I was only a young guy, 10, 12 years old kid, you know. So philosophy is just beyond my kind of understanding. I wasn't particularly suffering, 12-year-old, you know. Yeah, I guess I was to some degree because there was some kind of racialism that was going on. And that's what attracted me to the devotees because I noticed when I came to the temple, the devotees were so nice, so extremely generous, so loving, so welcoming, and it was so genuine. But when I was interacting with the world outside the school, the same Western people would beat me up, hit me on the head, and then all sorts of kind of abuse was there. So then I found this is a strange dichotomy. One way these people were being horrible to me. When I came to the temple, these people were super duper nice, you know. So in this way, it was the devotees that attracted me. And devotees are very, very amazing. Devotees are very, very merciful. And the last picture, so although the devotees are very, very merciful, we have to be very careful that we treat devotees very, very nicely. We live in a society now with devotees. We live in a society now, everyone has opinions so strongly, and it's so easy just to air out your opinion. It's so easy to offend someone. It's so easy to be offended. So although the devotee is the most compassionate, Vancha Kalpatra Bishaki Pasindu Bhavacha, we have to be careful that we don't see them as ordinary people. Yes, devotees have some different kinds of, you know, skeletons in their closet, but don't let that be the way you judge someone. Don't judge a book by its cover. You know, if we see some of these devotees like Vamsidas Babaji, Jagannath Das Babaji, externally, if you see them, you might just judge them. The devotee should never be judged externally, you know. A fool is revealed when they open their mouth. So, you know, we have to be very, very careful when we deal with devotees. So we went through the journey of all the different devotees of Lord Chaitanya, and we are surrounded by the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. So when we deal with each other, we have to deal with the 26 qualities of the devotee. He's very gentle, he's very, very meek, he's very, very tolerant, forbearing. So when we deal with each other, sometimes we tread on each other's toes, we get on each other's nerves, we have different views and understandings. Internet is full of controversies, debates, people falling out, and devotees are rare. Bhaktisiddhanta said, you know, we shed gallons and gallons of blood to make a devotee. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, dear Jai Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much. I mean, that was just phenomenal. The whole journey from the start, from Gaudiya Vaishnavism, how you reestablished the actual movement again, and how it was reintroduced by so many personalities and so many acharyas. It was so, so nice to actually enjoy that. And also then bringing into relevance more into the manner and how Srila Prabhupada came here through, obviously, the devotees from the US and the pastimes you shared with us with the Bhaktivedanta manner too. Very, very nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I did have actually one question. It was just a very simple question. That picture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his devotees. Just trying to wonder where that was from. Let me share that again. See whether you can see whether that one is from. If you know, we were trying to figure out ourselves whether this picture here. This picture was, I mean, whether there's any pastimes, whether there's any sort of...
So normally what happens is, Prabhuji, after 4 months of being with Lord Chaitanya, you can imagine the strong bond that was created by everyone. And no one wanted to leave Jagannath Puri. So then the devotees would all meet with Lord Chaitanya. So this is the departure of the Vaishnavas on the track back to Kulinagram. And you can see that if you look at the, they're a little bit sad, they're not quite happy, especially this devotee in the front. You can see, so they don't want to leave Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya is instructing, no, you have to go. You have to go to Gaudadesh. You have to go and preach. I know you all want to hang out with me, you know, chant, dance, and philosophizing, eating. But, you know, there's a greater mission to bear. So this particular picture, I think it's there in the Brahmachari place, isn't it?
It's in the ashram, yes.
Yeah. So this is the devotees just prior to departure to Kulinagram. And Lord Chaitanya is giving them solace. Lord Chaitanya is giving them instructions. And individually, he's going around and being very caring and loving.
Amazing. Amazing picture. Thank you so much for sharing such nectarian class and so many pastimes. You touch like the entire parampara there. So thank you ever so much. We don't have any more questions, but we wish to have your association again here in person, of course. As we know, we get to see you Fridays from a data department perspective, and hopefully once we've opened up a lot more, we'll be able to see you a lot more and have your association permission. Thank you again so much.
Hare Krishna, thank you for this honor. And I ask if there's any offenses I've created. Devotees are amazing. Please forgive me. Vancha kalpa tribhishya kripa sindhu vyeva japa titanam pavane yuvashnam.